Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lenovo and NVIDIA Think AI podcast, a podcast about artificial intelligence, computer vision, their impact on the real world, and their potential for the metaverse and the new era of digital twin. Hello, everyone. My name is Valerio Rizzo. I'm the head of AI business unit for EMEA in Lenovo. Welcome again to our Lenovo and NVIDIA Think AI podcast. Today, I am here with me, my dear friend, Abhijit Shambhag, CEO and founder of Braymatics. Abhijit, if you want to introduce yourself, please.
Yes. Hello, Valerio. Thanks for having me. My name is Abhijit Shambhag, and I'm the CEO of Braymatics. Braymatics is a video AI company. We have global presence across all the five continents and many different deployments across smart cities, manufacturing, and other verticals. We are also very proud to be close partners to Lenovo and also to NVIDIA globally, and especially in the manufacturing space. And we'll be very happy to have the discussion on how Braymatics is bringing its video AI into the manufacturing space, joint with Lenovo and NVIDIA.
Thank you so much. Let's start from giving a little bit of context here. In one of our previous episodes, we gave our audience a snapshot of the way AI and computer vision changing the world of manufacturing. We understood this tremendous impact on things like quality inspection and predictive maintenance. And today, we have a very special topic to discuss that affects millions of workers worldwide, and it's workplace safety. And safety is a critical concern for employees and employers alike, but in no industry, it's more important than despite the significant strides that have been made in the workplace safety over the years, accidents will happen. And in fact, according to International Labor Organization, every 15 seconds, a worker dies from a work-related accident or disease. And that brings us to a dramatic number, like 2.3 million deaths per year. That is shocking to me. It's like a constant war going on every year. And the manufacturing industry is getting better because probably across the years, across the evolution of the industry, there has been like a tremendous amount of work done for preventing fatalities. And actually you have like on average 31 fatalities per year, but there are still a lot of thousands of cases of major injuries and minor injuries. And that tells workers to miss days at work. All in all, like you have a tremendous cost of this accident, both being terrible for the cost in human life, but yes, also like a dramatic cost in economical terms, and companies that have to pay billions of dollars each year, lost in productivity, medical expenses, and compensation claims. I want to start from asking you, Abhijit, your vision about the workplace safety and as a major concern in the manufacturing industry, and what are some of the most common safety issues that you have seen in your experience, and how you started from this kind of experience to build the solution for it?
Yes, absolutely. And Braymatics is extremely committed towards reducing the 2.3 million accidents, which you indicated per year, to hopefully a very, very small fraction of that, and even a much, much smaller fraction involving any kind of casualties. So towards that, what we have experienced is that a vast majority of the workplace accidents occur due to the workers or staff not being compliant with the safety uniform code that has been that they are required to comply with. So there is always a requirement, like for instance, let's say in an automotive factory or in a steel factory, that the staff has to be compliant with their safety personal protective equipment, such as wearing a hard hat, safety glasses, safety gloves, safety vest, safety belt, safety stockings, and so on. So one very important component, one very important capability that Greymatics allows for is with the installed CCTVs, which are there inside the factory, and many factories, it's mandatory to have the CCTVs, at least for the recorded video footage. So Greymatics has developed an AI-powered video intelligence platform to obtain extensive insights, such as to identify if the worker is not compliant with wearing their helmet, or is not wearing their helmet in the appropriate way, or they are not wearing their safety glasses, or any of the other personal protective equipment, and to correspondingly send alerts if any kind of non-compliance is detected. Right? So one is non-safety uniform compliance, which tends to be responsible for a large majority of the 2.3 million accidents with injuries that you, Valerio, just spoke about. And secondly, detecting different kinds of workplace hazards. Like, for instance, few sparks can lead to a flame, into a fire. There can be water leakage, which can again bring in unpredictable effects inside the manufacturing workplace. So that's the second component, to detect different kinds of hazards, which can place the workers at risk. A third major contributor to these workplace injuries happens around outdoor construction sites, where the staff or workers, they may be below a crane carrying a lifted load, or the construction site may be at significant height, and there is no proper enclosure in certain parts at that height, no proper fence or such. So to detect if the workers are close to that edge, that they may be at risk at falling over. So that's a third component of a significant contributor to the workplace injuries that we have developed our software solution called LabVista, optimized on Lenovo hardware, to detect any of these major contributors to accidents in the workplace.
So let's say, and I think like that is one of the major concerns for the people when it comes to discuss about AI and what it means when you deploy autonomous, like intelligent autonomous process into the industry. Like one of the major fear is that it's going to disrupt job roles and or displace or remove like responsibility from human. But it seems to me, based on your experience, what you are sharing with us, that the major problem for the safety in the workplace is the fact that there is not enough oversight on the workers. It's impossible to monitor each one of the workers at place and be sure they comply with the safety precaution, or they can check if the workplace is safe enough for the operators to work. And so, in my opinion, this kind of solution might augment the possibility of those operators oversizing the work of other operators, and be sure that they all comply with safety regulation, the place they are working on is safe enough for them to make their work. So this is, I guess it's a very good standpoint and a very good snapshot of the possibility of AI, and also reduce the concern of many people that the AI might remove work and it might actually help to make our work better. Now, like you mentioned your software, and you mentioned the fact that you use CCTV cameras, which are completely with you. I agree with you. Like CCTV cameras nowadays are everywhere, like including and mostly in the workplace because of the monitoring large and vast sites. And so my question is that how you deploy your solution to your customer, and what are some of the major challenges in the deployment and the installation of the solution?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question, Valerio. In fact, our very strong message to every factory, every manufacturing site, every construction site is always that you have already invested into having a CCTV network within your site. It is required for audit and other purposes. Don't change that. Use the same CCTV network that you have placed in your site. It might be 10 years back, might be 15 years back. CCTV technology has evolved, but you can stay with that. We have optimized the AI layer of our platform so as to be able to obtain extensive insights even from the old CCTVs, the low-quality CCTVs. So that greatly improves the deployment speed. Okay, so now the same CCTV network as it stands can be used. The Graymatics LabVista solution has been architected so that it can very easily be linked to the installed CCTVs. Simply by from there, the CCTVs commonly have an RTSP link, and this can very easily be linked to our platform. The LabVista software has been architected so that within a few hours, the software platform can be linked to the CCTVs and all the safety features, functions can be enabled within a day.
Yeah, system alerts, for example, can be plugged in your platform and also be triggered by the data that you extract from the video analysis. So basically, like you have a full integration. There is any challenges whatsoever that you might encounter? Because I guess like it's hard to like some of the critical challenges for computer vision sometimes are like occlusion, different light conditions. Like there are some challenges when it comes to deployment and how Graymatics like step in to solve those challenges.
In fact, some of the biggest challenges we tend to see, we have really architected a very robust system which can work with low quality cameras with various different lighting conditions in the presence of large crowds and so on. But one challenge always can be the unpredictability of human behavior. Like for instance, in a recent installation, there was a recent high school graduate who had taken up this role to be part of manufacturing facility. And he knew where the cameras were, and he knew that the cameras were linked to Graymatics. He wanted to try and see if he can cheat the system. He tried to make sure that at all times, where his vest would be or where his glasses would be were not visible to the camera. So only his back was facing to the camera. He would go into some weird postures and such.
So he was doing basically part of the work that your data scientists do. Like he was creating an adversarial attack to your system to understand that. To test the efficiency, basically.
Yeah, that's excellent. So we utilize that behavior to make the system more robust, to try and detect unpredictable behavior. So.
Exactly. Interesting. So we got the camera part, so the sensor. What kind of hardware requirements are necessary for deploying LabVista? How, like, NVIDIA technology plays a role, like, both from, if any, like from the hardware or from the software standpoint?
We have architected the software so that it's heavily optimized on a number of different AI processors, such as NVIDIA's processors. So in fact, we have a close global partnership with NVIDIA and of course Lenovo in a three-way consortium. So we have optimized the platform across the entire range of NVIDIA GPU processors, right from the Jetson series to the Ampere series. So depending on number of CCTVs inside different factories, different sites, the level of complexity of the analytics required across those sites, the whole range may be required from a price performance standpoint. So for example, for relatively small factories, which may only have about five CCTVs and only certain sets of analytics, such as around PPE, are required, then those could simply use the Jetson Orin or Jetson NX. Okay, and our software is optimized on that. For the higher end factories, which may have hundreds of CCTVs, and there are certain complex human behavior which also needs to be detected, different kinds of hazards and such. So for those, we will more commonly use the one of the Ampere processors, A2, A30, A100, and so on.
Okay, got it. So let's say the array of solution, like of accelerator that NVIDIA provides, allows you to tailor, like to fine-tune the compute requirement for certain deployment according to the number of camera streams or the kind of the different type of analysis that you will run on the video. That's interesting. Of course, like I imagine, like the software, it's optimized for CUDA processing. Do you use any other software stack, like from NVIDIA, like DeepStream, or do you use them like for certain part of the architecture?
We do use DeepStream quite extensively. Actually, there are a number of DeepStream plugins, modules, where we have optimized using our own software layers.
Okay, interesting. So let's say like this is like you have an end-to-end, like every like different parts of NVIDIA solution are actually building the overall architecture and supporting, optimizing the your software architecture in order to run more efficiently and also reduce the total cost of ownership for the customer, your customer wants to deploy the solution. When it comes to video analytics, overall applied to like people and workplace, there is at least like here in Europe, we have strict regulation about data privacy. And nowadays we see like more recently the AI Act being released, and there is like a lot of discussion on how this will impact like the AI market or company working in AI. Can you give us like your standpoint about how to ensure quality and accuracy of the model, and like how your company is preserving data protection for individuals?
So there are two different dimensions to the question, right? One is with respect to the protecting the privacy, and the second is how do we keep improving the performance while maintaining the privacy? Right. So with respect to the privacy, a strong need is always to provide edge-based solutions. So on edge devices, for instance, some of Lenovo's edge devices and the CCTVs cannot leave the premise, right? Okay. And we provide appropriate security layer on top of all of our analytics so that there is a sufficient level of security protection. It's very difficult to hack and obtain the analytics. Most of the analytics for workplace safety tends to be around safety of workers. So that commonly does not tend to have privacy implications. But one part is commonly face recognition is also required, right? So to identify that worker A was non-compliant, right? And it is appropriately known that is the appropriate action done for worker A so that he stays safe. So in that particular part, the facial recognition, we always tend to have an appropriately high security layer so that none of personal information can be hacked. So we provide the solution within on-premise, given all the privacy requirements, and there will be the strong security layer. And in addition to that, to further improve the performance on a continuous basis, exactly due to the privacy issues, many times the CCTV feeds cannot be taken out of the factory, cannot be taken out of premise, and it cannot be taken to where possibly our training cloud for continuous improvements of our AI models. So for that, to handle that, Graymatics has developed what we believe is the industry's first federated learning engine, federated learning platform, where our training software can be placed where the data is on premise. And it shares the same hardware as the inferencing hardware. The user can decide which mode to use our platform, either in the inferencing mode or in the training mode. So that way the privacy is maintained because no data leaves the premise and there is the security layer. And it continuously keeps improving. So the federated learning engine, it will continuously optimizing all our AI models, given the CCTV ambience, inside the premise without any data leaving the premise.
Interesting. So this is really cutting edge. I heard the federated learning, you know, like, seems to be the next frontier for AI overall, for addressing some of the major concern of data privacy and data protection. And I guess, like, this is super interesting to see that you are already using that technology within your software stack. And in terms of advancement of what's next, like, how do you think, like, what are, like, right now you are using videos to prevent accidents in the workplace. What about other multimedia that can be, you know, set along the video to improve even more the accuracy and the precision of your application?
So in fact, Graymatics, while we are known globally for our video AI solutions, right, but actually we are a multimedia AI company and we have a very active effort in audio AI. So for the manufacturing workplace safety, we do see that audio AI is also a very important component. So for instance, detecting anomalies in the sounds of the different machinery, which will identify that that machinery may be malfunctioning. So if a worker comes close to that machinery, and especially without one of their PPE equipment, then a severe alert needs to be sent, right? So a very important part for us is combining, adding audio AI with the video AI to provide more powerful multimedia AI solution, 2.3 million number down to something very, very small.
At the end of the day, is like what we are trying to achieve here is having like a system that has all the capabilities of the sensor capabilities of a human being, right? Like, I mean, we use smell, like hearing, sight to this kind of work. Like when it comes to checking on workplace safety, like a human being will use his eyes, but also his ears to understand what is going on in that environment. So we want to have same capabilities from an AI system, right? Like and coupling multiple sorts of sensors that are already in the factory might improve even more the efficiency of this AI system. And lastly, like we hear more and more talking about metaverse, digital twins. Like NVIDIA just released Omniverse, which is this huge platform, a tremendous platform for creating 3D worlds, like replica of the real world part or entire part, to create what is the vision, the technological vision of the metaverse. Can you give us your angle on how do you think the technology you are producing today used for enabling, empowering this digital twin or in the future or the metaverse vision on the long run?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we see a very strong angle around digital twins and metaverse, leveraging the video AI that we provide. The real trend that we see that we are building our platform towards is predictive AI, right? So right now we talked about analytics, detecting that the worker is not wearing a PPE and so on. That's more of reactive analytics. But proactive is identifying the event happening right before it does. All of that can be done once we have a very large amount of data. Then it will predict that, let's say, a fire hazard is likely to come. There is a likelihood of a fire hazard coming, or likelihood of majority of the staff not being compliant with some of their safety uniform code. Okay, it might have to do with temperature and various other data. So now with respect to metaverse, digital twins, people are finally very visual. So we do see that, let's say if a worker is planning out his schedule at the beginning of the day, and he's planning to go to multiple sites in a certain sequence, right? And there is a lot of data that has been captured from all the sites. He will simply provide his schedule on some software agent, which is linked to a metaverse screen. So the person's avatar will appear on the screen. He has provided his schedule. There is a photo of him that will be taken, which will cover all his PPE and other things. And he can see from the screen, the metaverse, right in front of him, with his schedule, what are the possible risks? Is he likely to potentially go to a faulty machinery and he's not taken his maybe a safety belt and put that create some emotion to his avatar.
I see where you're going. Exactly. It's exactly this way. Like, think like video analytics of the story you're producing today is going to create that data that will be fed to a digital twin in order to reproduce the reality, how is happening, like how it looks like in the digital world. At the same time, like that digital world can be a test ground to, you know, try to test like a predictive model or like a video analytics model in a completely virtualized environment in order to test them and test their efficiency and accuracy before deploying into the real world and creating likely downtime or like inefficiency if the model is not ready. So I guess like there is this dual technology, these two technology are completely intertwined, and they are going to empower each other in the future. That was a great example, like also like how like the workers can prepare themselves by looking at the virtual representation of the factory, so, and being prepared of what they are going to face in hours or minutes, like when they enter the factory. Like that was a really great example. Now, with that said, like we cover a lot of topics. We went from retrofitting like a manufacturing like site with the old CCTV camera, and far away in the future where we will see these digital twins of the factory. I guess it was a very nice discussion, and I thank you again, Bijeta, for being with me today, spend your time with us and with our audience. We will look forward to work more with you and your team in the future. We know that it's going to happen. And with that said, I want to thank all our attendees for being with us all the time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Valerio. It was a pleasure always to speak with you.